So just on that Champions League game last night, first of all, Tyler, a victory over Piemont. Difficult opponents, but a good one in the end for you.
Yeah, of course. Piemont were a really good team. They were really up for it. They came out of the blocks early, very aggressively. I thought we maybe started a bit slow, weren't moving the ball quick enough. But as the game went on, I think we started to get into it more and move the ball. It was a bit of a frustrating game. Obviously, 0-0, it went the whole way to the penalties, but at the end of the day, we got the result, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, obviously, it's a huge competition, and when it comes down to penalties, it's a very nervous situation. Were the Girders and yourself nervous when the spot kicks came about?
I think it's just all about composure, really, when it goes to penalties. Just, you know, when you're taking your penalty, just go up, like, and you have a job to do, put it in the back of the net. Some people say penalties are a lottery, but yeah, I think it's just, if that's the way the game goes, that's the way it goes, and you just have to do your job, score your penalties.
Yeah. Listen, for you personally, it was a big night, special night, Champions League debut. Were you happy with your performance, obviously coming on from the second half?
Of course, I was happy to come on and get some minutes with the team, but the most important thing really in Champions League knockout stages like that is to get the result and so we can progress to the next round, and that's what we did. So yeah, really happy with last night.
Yeah, and listen, it's a competition that I'm sure you obviously dreamt of playing in as you were coming along playing football, and you knew that you were maybe going to move away from localised soccer and cross-channel to play in a Champions League stage. I'm sure was something that you dreamed of.
It's class, really, to play in Champions League. But when coming here at Glasgow, I knew they play Champions League football. They've been a very successful team. But yeah, no, I'm really enjoying my time here so far and just looking forward to the future.
Yeah, so you've settled in well in Glasgow then, have you, Tyler?
Definitely. I've settled in well. The girls are really welcoming, both on and off the pitch, which makes it easier when you're coming into a new team. I've got Claire Shine over here. She's Irish, so it's always nice to have a familiar face when you're moving to a new club. But yeah, no, the girls have been top class. I'm really enjoying training. It's been really good standard. Loving the matches. And yeah, no, I've settled in well, to be fair.
Yeah, obviously you had an injury for about 2 months, didn't you, ahead of the move, or maybe just after the move, was it, Tyler? But you have had one start, but you've featured in the bulk of the games since the start of the season. So how do you feel you've been progressing on since?
Yeah, I got injured about, I was just coming back from injury when the move came about, so it was kind of perfect timing to come here and just be here for the start of the season. But no, I'm happy with the minutes I've got. Like, I got 30 minutes, 60 minutes and 75 minutes last night. So I'm just building it up because you can't go in too early. But no, I'm just happy to help the team when I do get on the pitch to victories.
Last year, of course, you went to Manchester City. Then there's talk of a move to Glasgow. Obviously, you were looking for more game time and this opportunity presented itself. Was there much convincing and are people trying to talk you around to take the move, or was it something that you jumped at?
I kind of jumped at the opportunity, to be honest. The assistant manager mentioned it to me one day and I was just really interested and up for it. Glasgow have been a really successful team over the years, as I said, and it was kind of perfect timing coming back from the injury. They're a top class side and yeah, just I'm ready for some game time.
What's the ambition then with Glasgow? Obviously the record holders of the Premier League in Scotland, looking to maybe do further in the Champions League, and this is all something that you want to be a part of, and I'm sure a medal at the end of the season is something that you'll want.
Yeah, of course. Ambitions this season really is just to work as hard as I can, help the team to hopefully more success, and as you say, hopefully more trophies and medals come the end of the season.
Yeah, we'll just move on maybe to the international situation. Tyler, at 16 you made your debut for the Ireland seniors. You haven't been about the team for the last year or so. I take it that is something that you want to happen again. You want to get that Ireland jersey back on you?
It goes without saying, really. Nothing beats pulling on the green jersey, and nothing makes me more proud to play for my country. So hopefully that's something I can do in the future again. But in regards to the current situation, I can't really comment. The last game I played for them, I scored and got man the match, and I've been dropped since. So just hopefully in the near future I can pull that jersey back on.
Yeah, and I'm sure big performances with Glasgow will go a long way in helping to that.
I'm just going to keep working as hard as I can with Glasgow and help the team, and hopefully sometime soon I can pull that jersey back on.
Hopefully, fingers crossed, it happens real soon for you, Tyler. Just a note on growing up. Obviously, you come from good football stock, so you do in St. Johnstone from the Tolan family. But who was your idol when you were growing up, Tyler?
For me, it was probably...
I'm sure your dad Morris would be saying him at the minute, but...
Nah, it was probably Messi, to be fair. He's one of the best players in the world, and just he's the player I've watched from a very young age on the TV. So, yeah, for me, it's probably Messi.
Yeah, you've probably let down a couple of St. Johnstone men, Kildrum Tigers men. They were hoping you were going to call out a few names there, were you?
Aye.
Well, listen, Tyler, great to talk to you. Good to get you on Highland Radio Sport. And all we can do is wish you every success now with the coming months in your time in Glasgow.
Thank you very much.